Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were talking about the love that a mother has for her children. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
And a lady of virtue, it is nurturing eternal love if they live in this manner, to be discreet, to be chaste, to be keepers at home, to be good, to be obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. You see, this is what you will show your children and the world and these young ladies, other women who are married. It'll show them what a maternal, mature love is really supposed to be and is. Men will lack the gift of God to display it as you can, because there's something about a mother's love that is different than a father's love. A father's love spells security in protection of the home. A mother's love seems to show a comfort, a joy, and a peace. And yet, pure, holy, discreet, chaste, busy in the home, a keeper at home, and one who honors God. You see, a lady as this is a lady that is representing what a Christian ought to be to God in his relationship, not rebellious, but a loving fondness. See, the love you have for your child is something that your child grows up and doesn't realize it until they have children of their own. She can be a strict disciplinarian, and should be, but also she can speak with much love that helps the child to know that she loves them. In Proverbs chapter 31, verse 26, it states, "She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness." You know, that is a good law to live by, ladies. That is a good law for anybody to live by. The Proverbs 31 woman will also go on to say in verses 28 through 30 that her children will rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Verse 5 of our text now is designed to help you to be that Proverbs 31 lady, and if she does, her behavior becometh holiness. Ladies, what's wrong with striving for that? Are you trying to please the world or are you trying to please God? Do you really have faith that God exists? Do you really believe that he died on the cross for your sins and rose from the dead? Do you really believe that there's an accounting day coming for him? Do you really realize that there is a day in which the secret things, the hidden things of darkness will be revealed? There's nothing hid that shall not be made known? Oh, get that sin taken care of now. Not only confess to God, but made right with people you need to make things right with. Because if you don't, you're not protecting somebody else in that. You're just revealing that was more important to you not to reveal that one you're in sin with. You say, well, wait a minute. What good is it to reveal him or to reveal her? What I'm saying is this. You go to that person. You let them know what we did was wrong. I'm sorry for my part in it. You know what? I'm saved now. Jesus saved me. He died for this sin that you and I committed. We both deserved the death penalty, but he died for it. But by doing this together, I've cheated on my wife. I've cheated on my husband. And now I want it not only to be right with you, I want it to be right with them. Ask them about their salvation. Say, preacher, do you realize what kind of trouble that's going to cause? Oh, listen, I've seen it over the years. I've had couples that told of a thing that happened years ago, and boy, it really hurt. And yet later it came around that they were stronger, and they were happier because they had been honest with each other and they made things right. And it gives that person you may have been in sin with a chance to get saved, or if they are saved, to get things right with God, to get everything taken care of right now. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You have aught against a brother? Go to him. Tell him his fault. You're either going to gain your brother, or he's the one that's going to make the mistake, or she's going to be the one that makes the mistake, and she's the one that's going to do wrong. And so, do what's right. Although these things in verse 5 fly in the face of modern day philosophy, which philosophy has made the American woman narcissistic, making them more the woman of Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 2, not of Proverbs 31 of the virtuous woman. You see, a fool hath no delight, Proverbs 18:2, in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. I like to use the word his, because this is also means men. It's all about yourself. You're very narcissistic. And hey, I don't want to miss this. Hey, I deserve to have that as much as anybody else. Be careful. Be careful. Teach them to be discreet, it goes on to say here in verse 5. The Greek word here means one who has a sound mind. Now, don't make jokes about your wives, men, and wives, don't make those jokes about your husbands. The idea behind the word is that this is a person who admits their own freedom and ability, and they limit it. They limit their own freedom. They limit that ability with proper thinking, while demons are demonstrating what they can do against her or him. But if she will stay true, although she has the freedom in herself to sin, but then there's a consequence to it. But you see, this discreet woman with proper thinking, while demonstrating self-control, will have a proper restraint on their passions and desires. And by the way, this same Greek word is translated in verse 2 as temperate. Doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it, and not doing what you're not supposed to do ever. Okay? By discretion, she avoids comments, thoughts of the opposite sex. There are men that go around just compliment ladies. Oh, you look so well. They haven't complimented their wives that way in a long time, but oh, how pretty they are. And oh, you're just the sweetest thing. If I wasn't married, oh, look, this lady is so nice, you know, and they'll say all these nice things about her and say it to her and all that. And then if her husband does something, your husband shouldn't treat you that way. Watch out for that devil. Watch out. That devil has a hold of that person's heart. And what he's doing is, it sounds good to your ear, but it's going to be terrible for your soul. So, do not be enticed by Satan. And don't try to entice another man. Ladies, be discreet. In the modern vernacular of a woman who cheats on her husband and is not a harlot, she's not selling her body, but she cheats on her husband. She does not do it for whatever except the fun, the pleasure, or whatever. She cheats on her husband. The modern slang is slut. The word slut, as I've explained to you on this broadcast before, originally had the idea of a person who is dirty, doesn't clean up, or anything else. Well, it came to mean of a woman who cheats on her husband, or just is not a harlot, doesn't go to sell her body, but rather just gives it freely to whomever, whether she's married or not. And that is to show the filthiness, the dirt of sin on the inner person. And that is a terrible thing. And that is just the opposite of someone who is discreet. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 6 and 7, it describes this kind of woman in the local church. And really, when you think about it, in the local church, yeah, they hit the local churches as well.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.